So my sermon today is just that. Do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God, which is a big job. 2 weeks ago, Reed and I went to see a film called Just Mercy. Don't know if you've heard about it. I'm recommending it. Starring Jamie Foxx and Rob Morgan. This film is based on a memoir about an attorney named Brian Stevenson, who has spent his career as an activist and death penalty appeals attorney. Stevenson started the Equal Justice Initiative, which is a private 501c3 nonprofit organization that provides legal representation to people who have been illegally convicted, unfairly sentenced, or abused in state jails and prisons. They challenge the death penalty and excessive punishment and provide re-entry assistance to formerly incarcerated people. I didn't know anything about the film Just Mercy before watching it other than it was a prison film. I wept. I was so moved by the story of a man named Walter McMillan who was wrongfully convicted of a murder he did not commit and sentenced to death. The movie took us inside a corrupt prison system and allowed us the chance to see how we need to confront inequality and injustice. Through the work of attorney Brian Stevenson, the wrongful conviction was overturned, and Walter McMillan was released to live the rest of his life with his family. To have someone die for a crime they did not commit is wrong. The scenes inside prison with the men awaiting the death penalty, communicating through banging their water tin cups, will ring on in my memory for a really long time. This is a sound that will remind me that we need to work for justice for all. The United States has 5% of the world's population, but nearly 25% of the world's incarcerated population. The Equal Justice Initiative works to help protect those who are wrongly accused of crime. Overturning rulings that harm the innocent is important. And God cares for those who are imprisoned as well as those who are not. We know that the followers of Jesus spent a fair amount of time in prison as well. We are called to find ways to make our prisons more just. I'm so impressed by the work of the Equal Justice Initiative. Attorney Brian Stevenson has argued and won multiple cases at the United States Supreme Court, including a 2019 ruling protecting condemned prisoners who suffer from dementia, and a landmark 2012 ruling that banned mandatory life imprisonment without parole sentences for all children 17 years and younger. Mr. Stevenson and his staff have won reversals, relief, and relief from prison for over 135 wrongly condemned prisoners on death row, and won relief for hundreds of others wrongly convicted or unfairly sentenced. As we commend Attorney Stevenson and his Equal Justice Initiative work for the work they have done to bring about a more just prison system in the United States, let us turn towards our lesson today from Micah. This story is set in a courtroom as well. The two characters are the prophet Micah and God. God is concerned about how the people are trying to worship God, so God tells them to stop trying to offer burnt offerings and sacrifice. God needs something else instead. God loves the people of Israel so much, God calls them, "Oh, my people." God wraps love around God's people even when they've gone off course, having fallen into temptation, tells the people that, "For I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam." God's answer is the bumper sticker for the Hebrew scriptures. If you're wondering, like, what you should have in the bumper sticker, this is it. If we could sum up what God wants us from the Hebrew scriptures, this is the answer to the big question. What is good? So what does God want from us? Here it is in three parts. One, to do justice. Justice for all people and creation means that we build a world of transformative justice. We need to work together, collectively to build a world where separation and exclusion based on race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, or socioeconomic status no longer divides us. When I was a student at Harvard Divinity School, the great and tremendously brilliant African American Studies and Divinity professor, Dr. Cornel West, taught that justice is what love looks like in public. We cannot have justice when people are being abused. So whether we speak about it in church, challenge the status quo in the streets, we must work together to make sure everyone has justice. 2. To love kindness is the second thing we must pursue in following God. What does it mean to love kindness? Now, in our community here in West Barnesville, we have one woman named Megan Murphy. Some of you know her. She's the creator of something called the Kindness Rocks. She started a worldwide movement, which is pretty impressive, painting on rocks with kind quotes, encouraging people on their journeys. If you want to see a kindness rock garden, Meg has one set up at the bottom of the ramp, the handicap ramp leading to the beach at Sandy Neck. Drop by. While I love the idea of creating kindness in rock form, what we are called to do is become kindness in human form. How can we take time to stop and practice listening to one another? So many of us are caught up in social media and yet so lonely. May we work to sit together over meals and cups of coffee and tea, have a spaghetti supper, that's a great idea, to make time for a real phone call rather than a text, you know? Just enough to hear someone's voice, to catch up and love one another. This kind of kindness does not need to be expensive. We heard about it from Joyce. Joyce clips out comics. It's free. It's the kindness of time spent loving one another. What would kindness to all God's children mean? Clean water, vaccines, free quality education, healthy food, parents and guardians who can take care of them. Let us work together to do our part in that level of kindness with our children at West Parish and the ways in which we support the world's children through our local and global outreach. When we give to the Cape Cod Council of Churches, we help feed families and individuals healthy meals 3 nights a week. Our offering of hats and mittens that you guys so generously gave were given out at Faith Family Kitchen meals. And they love being able to pick out their own hats and mittens they like. So that's the way I like to do it. Let everyone pick out what they want. So thanks for living out kindness. We also help out babies and toddlers in need at a baby center with free diapers and clothing as well as baby essentials. We also give to One Great Hour of Sharing and Neighbors in Need, which are two global and national programs that the United Church of Christ administers to help out our neighbors when disasters and crisis hit. One amazing thing about Neighbors in Need is that it helps our neighbors here in the United States. Your loving kindness shines through your giving locally, nationally, and globally. The third thing is to walk humbly with God. It's a thing we are called to do. I love the word humbly in this call. So often we're not our right size. We build ourselves up bigger than others, or we think we're so small and insignificant that our lives don't matter as much as others. God is calling us to walk humbly. We are small compared to God, but God needs us to walk in the world with humility and love so that we can truly follow God's call to be God's people. When I walk in the woods each morning, I love to listen to the sounds of the trees towering over me. Seeing my small place in the forest keeps me aware of my role in the world. I'm connected to the entire forest, but my footsteps will soon leave until I return another day. God needs us to walk as partners with God to live out love and justice, kindness and hope in the world. There's a famous saying in the Jewish book called the Talmud, which explains this Hebrew scriptures in greater detail. Do not be daunted by the enormity of the world's grief. Do justice now. Love mercy now. Walk humbly now. You are not obligated to complete the work, but neither are you free to abandon it. Emboldened and encouraged by the Talmudic author, let us go forth from this ancient meeting house, aware that the work is there. We have lots to do. There is not enough justice, mercy, or humility in our walk with God yet. The entire creation groans because we haven't cared for our beloved planet enough. People need more love, attention, and care. God's hands and feet need our hands and feet to do the walking and the caring. This is a way of life God is calling us into. Let us join together in singing, "We Shall Overcome," because this is not a journey that any of us can take alone. We're going to need a whole bunch of people to live out the justice, mercy, and kindness. So lift your voice loud and strong. So much more seems possible when we sing together. Amen.